Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. This is Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me as we talk about astrology here in the Monday podcast. We always focus on a different healing theme, something that could be timely for you, something relevant to what is happening in our world, and ideally something that you can apply in your own life. And in today's show, we're going to do a really fascinating dive into Virgo archetypes, because Virgo has this very interesting job to do with energies, and we're going to talk about that and how to work with Virgo energies in your life. Now, this will be especially applicable if you have any natal astrology planets in Virgo, including your rising sign, midheaven, descendant, IC, any planets or points in Virgo. And this is also applicable right now because we have numerous transiting planets in Virgo as I do this show live. And I'm doing this show live on August 26, 2019. And we currently have the Sun, Venus, and Mars in Virgo. And later on in the week, we will have Mercury in Virgo. So there's a strong emphasis right now for all of us to pay attention to Virgo in our charts, in our lives, and how these energies are showing up. So I have a lot to say about this that I hope is useful in figuring out what is best for your current needs right now. Virgo is the sixth astrological sign. It is an earth sign. It is a mutable sign. It is a feminine sign. And it is all about how we manage our physical energies in our daily life. And that shows up through our body, our health, work, our pets, what we do in the world, how we take care of our life business. And there's many different layers of energies for each astrological sign. Not only are there different layers of energies and consciousness. For example, there's lower Virgo consciousness, which can be the critic. It can be heavily driven by guilt. It can be feeling that it's not good enough. The higher consciousness of Virgo is understanding that you are doing the best you can. You're always aware of a solution. You are open to having useful, productive ways of supporting yourself. There is lack of a martyr. You're not martyring yourself anymore. The Virgo journey could have unconsciously been one of who served and gave and overdid for everyone else to their own detriment. But the higher consciousness of Virgo understands that being in your physical power, being in the strength of your own energy, is how you can serve others, is how you can be your best. So there's the different consciousness levels of Virgo. And then, of course, there's the different archetypes. And every astrological sign has many archetypes. There's not just one, because there's so many different ways that the energies show up in our world. Some of the Virgo archetypes include the perfectionist, the analyst, the healer, or the martyr, the one who's connected to the earth, the naturopath, the doctor, the athlete, the physical therapist, the masseuse, the massage therapist. Virgo is gifted with giving us tools, knowledge, and practical usage of, I'm like, it's integrating energies into the body. The body needing care, our physical vessel needing ways to work with energies in the physical world, right? And so there's this understanding that that's the Virgo gift and the Virgo ability to look at how are you managing the energies of the world on an individual basis. How are you taking care of yourself? How are you listening to yourself? How are you loving yourself? Virgo is co-ruled by both Mercury and Chiron. Mercury is the traditional ruler of Virgo. It's the one that most people associate and speak of when they talk about Virgo rulership. However, Chiron is also a ruler of Virgo, and this is something that many astrologers have reached a consensus about, but as in all things astrology, you will find differing opinions and differing schools of thought. I happen to believe in Chiron being a ruler of Virgo because of the innate connection of the healing wounded energies being taken care of through Virgo's practical, grounded knowledge. So the Chiron energy is part of the Virgo archetypes. Chiron was discovered in March of 1977, so Chiron is relatively new to the planetary discussions, but it's really fascinating to go deeper into understanding Chiron and how much it syncs up with the Virgo archetypes and the Virgo's energies. I typically recommend the book by Barbara Han Clow called Chiron, Rainbow Bridge Between the Inner and Outer Planets. If you have strong Virgo in your chart or strong sixth house energies or strong Chiron, you may really get a lot out of this book because it provides beautiful insights into how you are here to do your work with the earth, with the body, with the mind. The Virgo gifts can be really amazing, and I feel like it's such a gift right now that we're understanding all the ways that Virgo is supporting the awakening journey and supporting the understanding of our mind, Mercury, and our body, Chiron, and how they work together. How these two energies are integrated so that we know that we're energetically supported in multiple ways right now. And, of course, I think about all of the many, many healing modalities that exist at this time and how all of these physical healing modalities are designed to support our work with the increasing energies on the planet. Now, we talk about energies a lot in this show and how there are the galactic energies, there's global energies, there's the energies of the community you live in, there's energies of everything because everything is energy. Everything is energy. And yet we are in a relationship with everything, energetic, in different forms and in different ways. And we go about our lives, we go about our days, we get things done, and we can be out of touch with how we're responding to all of these energies. So Virgo brings us back to our body, brings us back to what your body needs to manage your own energies on a daily basis. And I was actually speaking with my acupuncturist last week, and she was telling me about some really fascinating anecdotal stories that she's come across in her line of work as an acupuncturist. And we were talking about how the body always needs a tune-up and that we can forget about that until something happens or we can't sleep or we're really stressed out or you have an injury and all of a sudden your attention comes back to your body. This is Virgo saying, come back to your health, come back to yourself, and look at what you need. And if you've listened to this show for a while, you know that I love acupuncture, and I go once a week, at least once a week, because of how it supports what I'm feeling. And this is something that we all are responsible for. We're responsible for our bodies. We're responsible for taking care of ourselves at all energetic levels. And as the energies on the planet increase, as they become more tumultuous, as they rise up in change, revolution, and renovation, we are going to be feeling that in both conscious and unconscious ways in our body. And it's not always information that we are aware of. meaning you might not know all the intricate ways that your body is working and supporting you until something goes wrong. I mean, think about your car. Maybe you don't know all the ways that your car works until the transmission light comes on and you know something's wrong in the transmission, or you know you need to check the oil. Well, our bodies are the same way. And we have many systems within us that are needing that care, attention, and responsibility. And so my acupuncturist was telling me how through her studies that she's learned obviously a lot, and that she had heard about how in some practices in China, she's like, they will bruise people intentionally to bring attention to that area of the body that needs deeper healing. And they do this through something called moxie sticks. And it's a burning or a bruising that's designed to bring the body's attention, so the blood, the cells, the water, to that area of your body. It's moxibustion or moxa or moxie is a different kind of, it's like a heat therapy. And it's something that then alerts your body to saying, right here is what needs attention. Right here is what needs attention. And there's energies right now on the planet that your body is feeling and absorbing that are new messages to you. And this is a combination of not only the Virgo energies, but also transiting Chiron in Aries at this time. So there's this combination of energies where we're meant to tune in to the messages of the body, be open to what we didn't know before, be open to the new solutions, the new focus, the new modalities even of healing, so that you can hear what your body is saying before the transmission light comes on or the check oil light comes on. And you can tune in. I'm getting this image of DNA and cells spinning quickly to work with the rising energies on the planet. And I'm seeing this as the quickening, part of the awakening, part of the understanding of how our bodies are always in relationship with cosmic energies and bigger forces that we don't always mentally understand. So there's a return to the higher intelligence and higher consciousness of the body than ever before. As the human body evolves and the energies are, it's like the exfoliation, the turnover, the purging is underway. There's this rapid increase in what our bodies need energetically that they haven't needed before. And that's why we're meant to stay very aware of our body's consciousness and to not allow the mind to override it. Because the Virgo energy especially has a very strong mind, and it says, well, how do you know that? What is the specifics here? How are you certain? And I'm feeling like there's this rising energy in just trusting the body's messages, just trusting that your body is communicating with you in a pivotal way right now to help you work with the different energies on the planet. So when we have that level of consciousness, and I'm feeling it too as the stronger partnership energy between the mind and the body, or Mercury and Chiron, there's a partnership here of saying, what do I need to know? Where the mind asks the questions and your body answers. And the body answers through various messages, various means. It can be intuitive. It can be repetitive. It can be something that's coming up as a theme for you. It could be that hunch to, hey, check this out. It could be in any way, in many ways. You know, it could be that sense of, I feel like I don't want to drink any alcohol for a month. And that's kind of been a rising theme for many people, too, is that they held off on drinking alcohol in January and then realized they felt better. And it gave their liver a break, and it supported what they needed in their bodies, natural energies, et cetera. I mean, anything to an extreme can be detrimental to the body. It's that type of a message, though. Your body is talking to you. Your liver, your spleen, your kidney, your gut, you know, all these various systems that we have inside of us that are alive and amazing are speaking to us. So we're meant to be really paying attention because they're helping us navigate the bigger energies on the planet. And there's also this return to the natural elements. And this is the Virgo focus, Virgo being of the earth, being grounded. And I see it as essential oils, crystals, anything with the flower essences and vitamins and, of course, the food you eat. And I feel like the back to basics energy is very strong with Virgo because Virgo literally cuts the fat and doesn't want to deal with excess. Virgo is about what's essential here. What do you need that really matters? So there's a return to the quality of your food, the quality of what you're consuming, because it all has a vibration. It all has an energy signature. It all affects what goes into your system. Now, this is, of course, a huge area of study, and this is something that many people are specialists at and are wonderfully versed in explaining, and I'm just touching on some of the ways to be aware of these parts of your life. But please know that this is a very important message right now. As we ground into our bodies need more support than ever before. They need more energetic support than ever before. So if you can find something to do regularly that your body needs, it's going to be beyond words what it does for you. I feel like it's going to improve, and I'm seeing this energetically. It's like it's talking to the DNA, and it's talking up to the cellular level of who you are. And at the cellular level, there's a lot of soul consciousness. At the DNA level, soul consciousness. There's a lot here that starts to, I see it flower, starting to flower and open up because you're paying attention. It's kind of like going to a party and there's all these things going on and all these people to talk to and different tables of food and should I go over here and should I go over there? And then you find that person that you can have that one really good conversation with and you're clicking with them and there's good chemistry and there's an understanding of like you're really listening to them and they're really listening to you. That is what this energy is. It's like we have so many distractions. We have so much going on and so many choices. But if you can hone in on having that really quality conversation with yourself at a cellular DNA level, you will have more soul consciousness open up within you. I mean, I'm seeing these beautiful flowers, and I'm seeing a lot of the green energy and a lot of yellow. And it's a blooming of self. It's a blooming of why you're in your physical vessel in the first place. And it's understanding how you're ready to make some new choices and some new decisions that support this area of your life. And I'm feeling it also as a higher integration of the mind and body. Because typically, the mind has thoughts about the body. And so our brains literally send those messages to the body. But your body has messages to send the brain. So it's opening up this two-way dialogue. And again, it can happen in so many ways. And you might find that it happens best through a professional practitioner or somebody who is gifted with this type of, communication or gifts or just knowing the body. But you could also focus on it for yourself of simply trusting what you need right now. I actually feel this as more intuitive for most people. And what happens is that you get that intuitive hit and then your mind will shut it down somehow or will challenge it or will question it or will blah, blah, blah. What we're meant to do is, again, come back to, it's really a higher respect for the body. This is the kind of thing that will change your eating habits and will change your cravings and will change the habits that you want to kick. In fact, the energy right now through the end of August into September is beautifully strong for what you're ready to manifest next with your body, with your habits, anything you want to change or improve. There is a lot of energy here that supports that. And if you can make the most of it, you might find that progress happens finally where it did not happen before. So that's one of the areas that this Virgo integration is happening. Now, the Virgo energy is especially strong for those who have strong Virgo in their chart, and this is true for anyone and any astrological sign. But I really wanted to talk about the importance of Virgo energy because many people who have the Pluto in Virgo and Uranus in Virgo, your energy is being strongly activated at this time, and you are being called forward in the next decade to really put your knowledge into use for more people. The Pluto in Virgo happened from 1956 until about 1972. When Pluto is ending its time in an astrological sign, it will retrograde in and out. So 1972 is when Pluto also went into Libra, but some people will have Pluto in Virgo. Then we have Uranus in Virgo, which happened from late 1961 into 1969. So literally practically the whole decade of the 60s. So the strong energy of Pluto in Virgo and Uranus in Virgo is important for those of you who came in during these periods of time because you are here to transform and revolutionize what we've understood about the body for centuries and decades. The Pluto in Virgo generation is here to really have us think about work, health, our bodies in a whole new way, in a more powerful way, to raise the consciousness around what is possible when you are in cooperation with these Virgo energies. And then Uranus in Virgo is the revolutionary, is the rebel, is the independent one who liberates us from the constraints of the body, of work life, of what we thought life had to be. So Uranus in Virgo, one example of Uranus is an entrepreneur. So, for example, there being more entrepreneurs right now who are ready to be devoted to their healing profession, to what they can do to support other people. It's the rise in the independent contractor. It's the rise in those who want to be in charge of what they do on a daily basis. These two powerful energy signatures in Virgo are transforming our daily lives, are transforming how we work with, well, I'm thinking of medicine. This supports how we can integrate Eastern and Western medicine practices. Instead of it being one is better than the other, well, how do we use both to support the body, or how do we integrate them to be options for those who need them, for those who have choices? There's a sense that the Virgo energy is very much about throwing out what's outdated and what no longer works, because we're understanding more about energies. We're understanding more about how complicated or complex the body is, and that there are multiple systems that can work with the body's healing needs. So this is an understanding that we are meant to evolve our relationship with daily energies. And we are meant to open up to higher soul consciousness around ourselves, around what we do every day, and to question it, to challenge it, to not just accept the status quo, but to go out on a limb. A friend of mine was pretty negative about acupuncture for a while. She's like, it's not science, it doesn't work, it doesn't make any sense. Then she was at a very difficult point in her life when she couldn't get pregnant and couldn't have a child. And she's like, I tried everything. Then she went to acupuncture, and her husband went to acupuncture. They both took the herbs, and they were pregnant within 6 months. And she became a quote-unquote believer through her own experience of acupuncture. All of the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, are about the physical world experiences. You can talk about something, you can think about it, you can research it, you can read about it. Until you actually do it and experience it for yourself in your own life, you might not have all the information that's valid for you. So part of this time is staying open to what's new, what you didn't see as a choice before, what you're willing to try, where you're willing to stretch, what your mind knows so that your body can experience it. And after that, she went to acupuncture all the time. She's a diehard, and she talks about how it changed her life. Of course, this is just one anecdotal story, and it's different for everybody, but that's the point. It's different for everybody, and until you have an experience of something, then you don't know how your body will respond or what it will do to support your body. So this is true for many areas of life. And it's part of where we're being directed right now to look and to look and to look. Now, astrology is associated with the agricultural schedule. That's actually one of the ways that astrology was used for many centuries, was that it was when you planted seeds and then when you picked your harvest and then when you took the harvest to market and so on. And so Virgo is associated with the harvest. And I think this is such a great analogy because the harvest is what you're manifesting. The harvest is what is showing up for you physically. And it shows up for you through the body, in your life, in your home, all over your world, right? It's the physical world is Virgo. So we manifest and we see it in Virgo. And then we say, okay, do I want more of this? Do I want to improve this? How could this fit better in my life? We start to ask questions about how to then prepare something to share it. So the harvest is a good way to look around your life and look at what are you manifesting right now, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, and where are you ready to make changes or make improvements that benefit you? And to stay open to the fact that there's many ways to do that. the lower consciousness of Virgo can be overly fixated on a perfectionistic outcome. It has to be this way. It should be this way. This is the only way it will count. But then as you rise in consciousness, you understand there can be multiple ways that an outcome or development can be perfect or improved. So it's moving into those higher consciousness energies that will support the growth process. We are being asked to look at that right now. Again, if you have strong Virgo energies in your chart, you probably know these themes very well. If you were born with Saturn in Virgo, then this is where you're meant to apply energy and effort into the Virgo principles, into the Virgo archetypes. Saturn is always where we have to put in the time, the energy, the commitment to work on something. And so it can at first feel like a challenge and you could resist it. It's sort of like a Saturn in Virgo might be hesitant to clean. Say, well, I don't want to clean. I'm not interested in cleaning. But that Saturn in Virgo is saying you need to be diligent about cleaning up and what that looks like in your life. And I'm talking about in the home, for example. I don't want to vacuum, or I don't want to take care of the linen or the laundry. But then the Saturn in Virgo energy tends to mature through transits and through the Saturn return, and it becomes something that you can have a new relationship with. You can start to say, well, I don't love to do the laundry, but I understand that it's a practical part of my life and I need to get it done. So I'm going to find a routine that works for me so that I take care of it. So that Saturn energy is always where we have to be more mature and put in more time and effort. And then if you have Jupiter in Virgo, this is an interesting pairing because Jupiter is actually not strong in Virgo. Jupiter wants to expand everything and make it bigger, and Virgo wants to make it smaller and to be very precise and very clear. So this is an energy that tends to have a discomfort to it until the person who has the energy figures out how to use it. So, for example, it could show up as that Jupiter energy can show up as a lot of perfectionism or a lot of guilt or a lot of anxiety until that Virgo energy can be reworked and rises in consciousness to saying, I'm doing the best I can, and maybe it's better to just enjoy the process, to enjoy my version of how I'm getting things done, to find work that I love doing. So these are some of the stronger natal placements for Virgo energies. And I realize that you can also have, of course, any of the other planets in Virgo too. If you have Chiron in Virgo, you really came in to be aware of your body's messages and to work on what it means to love yourself and to accept yourself. As you move through some of those Virgo insecurities, because Chiron always brings up our insecurities, and to not get pulled down into those lower consciousness Virgo messages. And again, I'm just feeling so strongly that this strong Virgo energy is activating. It's a deeper story in the soul's consciousness about why you're here in human form. And you're not here to beat yourself up. You're not here to feel guilty. You're not here to feel anxiety. You're not here to work all day and work all night to prove that you're the best. These are all the lower Virgo energies. You're here to remember the bigger picture of how amazing it is to have this physical machine to work with every day. And I'm just getting back to that imagery of like the DNA and the cells being activated. It reminds me of when water is loved, when water is being given love and accepted in the world, that there's that energy that changes when we talk about loving ourselves and loving water. I feel like there's this energetic activation that occurs. And you probably know this from the water crystals experiment in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, where Dr. Masaru Emoto did the experiment with water crystals, about water crystals that were loved and water crystals that were not, and how they formed different crystals because of that level of consciousness and intention. And that is a wonderful example of what's happening within us at a cellular DNA level when we love ourselves at that level. Yes, that was, okay, that was the imagery. I'm making sure that I'm channeling that properly. So understand how powerful that connection between the mind and the body is, and how are you responsibly using this within yourself? So I did want to touch on a few more Virgo archetypes that are quite fascinating. So I spoke about Virgo and the harvest manifestations, and that's also connected with the asteroid Ceres and how she is the asteroid associated with prosperity and what we have created through a process of growth. Ceres was the mother of Persephone, who was kidnapped and taken into the underworld, and is associated with the process of emotions we go through when something is lost and returned, and how everything changes form. And so Ceres is actually connected with Virgo. She is known as goddess of the grain and is associated with agriculture and farming and gardening. I have a video for you on YouTube in my asteroid series about Ceres. And so you could look at Ceres in your astrology chart to see more about how this energy shows up for you. Working is like this partnership with the earth, tending to the earth, and how the earth supports you in return. How, again, it is that strength of relationship that the earth supports us with all the earth's bounties and resources. Another asteroid that is connected with Virgo is Vesta. And Vesta is really about service and the ways that we're of service on a daily basis, how we can support others, how we can help others, what we're devoted to. She tends to be intellectual, and she is looking to be of service in a way that can be almost like a workaholic. It can be too much, can be all about there's not enough to do, or excuse me, there's too much to do and not enough time in the day. But Vesta reminds us to look at what we are committed to, what we are focusing on, and to not overly self-sacrifice. And you can find out more about Vesta in your chart as well on my YouTube channel, where I talk about her as an asteroid. And sorry, I was just seeing this really cool example of, oh, it's Astraea. I'm getting this imagery as I talk about these different asteroids dancing. And it's like the holding hands and the dancing in the circle, and it just has this really cool energy to it. I'm like, why are you telling me this right now? Because Virgo is about our harmony. There's a harmony energy with the earth, with self, with body, with celebration. Many ancient practices knew this. Many ancient belief systems and cultures understood this and celebrated it. And so I'm getting that energy of a celebration when you return to this type of consciousness in yourself, is you feel something come alive in you that is ancient. And so this goes back to that soul level DNA energy that I was feeling. Okay, very cool. So then asteroid Astraea is very cool because she was known as the Star Maiden, who was here on Earth during a very peaceful time where there was a lot of harmony. And Earth was going through this cycle of growth and prosperity and peace. And then as the cycles of energy on the planet changed, Astraea was known as the last mythical being to leave the planet. And she stayed as long as she could on the planet to help people find that harmony again, to settle disputes, to settle chaos, to settle drama and war, except that wasn't the cycle of energy that was going to unfold. And so she left the planet and became the Virgo constellation. Again, that's asteroid Astraea, and you can find a video on her on my YouTube channel. She was the Star Maiden of peace and harmony. So she's also associated with Virgo. So you can see how there's this understanding that we look for what's useful in our lives. We look for what brings us peace. We look for an understanding of how the small components are connected to a bigger whole. And when you talk about that, again, at that cellular DNA level, how every cell in the body is connected to the bigger workings of the body, it reminds us how the details are needed and the particulars matter. And I'm feeling like we are being supported in this rising Virgo consciousness of the wisdom of our bodies. And now I'm hearing the wisdom of your stomach, as in the gut and the belly, the wisdom of your body's messages, and that there is a responsibility right now more than ever to look at what you are manifesting physically and mentally that needs your attention. It's interesting because I feel in some ways really repetitive when I'm saying all this, but I feel like there's something that we each know that now we're really being invited to practice. So I will leave it at that for today's show, because I feel like there's something that's probably going to come through. Okay, so this show is some kind of doorway to ask you to open up into more information that you're ready to receive. And by identifying the archetypes, the planets, and the asteroids, there's probably going to be one that you're called to. One that you're called to, and to be aware of the messages that come through for you. Okay. On Wednesday's show, I will be sharing with you more about the weekly astrology and talking more about Virgo, of course, and how the Virgo energies show up for us, especially through work and service, and the other strong developments that are happening here as we leave August and enter September. So thank you for joining me. It is a pleasure to connect with you through this topic of astrology, and I wish you much joy in your day ahead. Take care, friends, and I'll see you back here soon. Thank you.